Hello.
Okay.
And me? Yeah, I think. Come on. Okay. Greetings in the Lord. I'm happy to be worshiping with you together today. Let's turn right away to our main verses for today, Romans 5, 1 through 11, and then we'll pray together.
今天在主里向大家问安。 很高兴今天我们能一起敬拜。我们先来翻看今天的主题经文。 也就是罗马书的五章一到十一节，然后我们一起祷告，开始今天的信息。
I know you just read those, but it was from a different translation, so I want to read you the New Living Translation for this. Okay.
刚才我们读的翻译的是不同的版本，现在我们帕斯麦要怎么再带你们读一个新生活版本。
Romans 5, 1 through 11. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. Character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though some might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God.
刚才我们已经读过了罗马书的五章一到十一节，但要不我们再一起再读一遍，既然这个经文是比较短的。好，那我们就大家一起再读一遍。我们既因信称义， 就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望， 盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死， 神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救。不但如此， 我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
Either translation, that's good news. Let's pray together.
好，我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for reminding us daily, just with your deeds and from the moment we get up, of how good you are, how good it is to have a relationship with you. That's what we were created for, Father. So we want to rejoice in that. We want to encourage each other in that, and we want to go out and tell others about that too. So I pray that as we look at this today, that it really sinks into our hearts by the Holy Spirit and gives us plenty to have joy and strength and all that we need to live this life now and look forward to our time with you for eternity. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So there are many things in life that are wonderful, but we don't realize how wonderful they are all at once. It takes time to grasp their true nature and greatness.
在我们生活中有很多美好的事物，但我们往往不能一下子就体会到它们有多么美好。认识到它们真正的本质和伟大是需要时间的。
You can have fine paintings and think it's beautiful, but your appreciation is renewed and increased over time as you start to see the details in the painting you haven't noticed before, or after someone teaches you more about the artist's skills and techniques that went into the work.
比如你可能看到一幅名画觉得很漂亮，但随着时间你会不断发现新的细节，或者在有人解释这画家的技巧和用心之后，你对这幅画的欣赏会更深更丰富。
I think our experience with the gospel is like this. We know it's glorious, far more glorious than any painting, book, movie, poem, earthly relationship, but we don't always know about all the ways it's glorious and wonderful at our first glance.
我们对福音的经历也是如此，我们知道福音是美好的，它远远超过任何画作、书籍、电影、手机，甚至世上的一切关系，但我们一开始并不能完全明白它所有的奇妙与美好。
Romans is such an incredible book in the Bible. You can say it's very deep, but you also can say that it's presented very logically. I was in a men's study 2 weeks ago, and I went through this chapter 5 of Romans. I thought, that is so refreshing. Even at 7 o'clock in the morning, where I was, I've got to share that with others.
罗马书真是一本不可思议的圣经的书卷。你可以说它内容深奥，但也可以说它逻辑非常清晰。两周前我在一次弟兄查经小组读到第五章，觉得耳目一新，即便是在早上七点钟。于是我心里想，我一定要把这分享给更多的人。
Now I could have titled this message "The Benefits of Being Right with God," but you'll notice right away in verse 1 starts with "therefore," which means something has already happened, and I don't want to leave that something out. It's really a big deal.
本来我可以把今天的讲到的题目定为与神和好的艺术。但你会注意到第一节是以所以开始的，意思是前面已经发生了什么事，而我不想忽略那件事，那实在是太重要了。
We have numerous relationships with our life, with family, workmates, neighbors, all of them can be special, but the relationship I'm speaking of today covers all of that, shadows over all of that.
我们生活中有许多的关系，家庭、同事、邻里，每一种都很特别。但今天我要讲的关系涵盖了所有的这些关系之上。
We're always told to look at the context in the verses we study. So the first four chapters of Romans speak clearly of mankind's universal sinfulness. All have sinned, you know, God's rightful judgment on sin and the impossibility of being saved through good works or keeping the law.
我们在查经时常常被提醒要看上下文。罗马书前四章清楚地讲到全人类普遍的罪性，因为世人都犯了罪，神对罪公义的审判，以及靠善行或遵守律法根本无法得救。
But instead, God's righteousness is a free gift, received through faith in Christ, completed work, not based on ethnic heritage or effort. So you can see on the front of the bulletin, Romans 4, it's actually 24 and 25. And let's look at that.
相反，神的义是白白赐下的礼物，是因着信耶稣基督已经成就的工作， 而不是靠血统或努力得来的。所以你们会在今天的周报的封面看到罗马书四章二十四到二十五节。我们一起来看一下罗马书的四章二十四到二十五。
For our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteousness if we believe in Him, the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins. He was raised to life to make us right with God.
我们看一下罗马书四章二十四节，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯复活，是为叫我们称义。
There you have the gospel. Now, what does that look like in our life today as we now have a right relationship with God?I'm just going to mention five of those glorious intended consequences.
这就是福音。那么，当我们与神建立正确的关系，这在今天的生活中会是什么样的呢？我想提到其中五个它所带来的奇妙的结果。
Number one, a right relationship with God gives us peace with God.
第一，与神和好带给我们与神之间的平安。
Number two,A right relationship with God gives us undeserved privilege.
第二，与神和好让我们得到本不配得的特权，也就是神的恩典。
Number three, a right relationship with God gives us a look forward to sharing God's glory.
第三，与神和好使我们盼望有一天能与神同享他的荣耀。
Four, a right relationship with God gives us joy and growing faith.When in difficult times.
第四，与神和好使我们在患难中仍能有喜乐，并且信心不断增长。
And five, a right relationship with God gives us a greater realization of His love and what it means to be called a friend of God.
第五，与神和好使我们更深体会他的爱，并明白被称为神的朋友是何等的宝贵。
So let's look at the first key point.A right relationship with God gives us peace with God, and Jesus is our peace, as it says in Ephesians 2:14.
好，我们先来看一下第一点，就是与神和好带给我们的平安，而耶稣就是我们的平安，正如以弗所书二章十四节所说的。
Ephesians 2:14. For Christ himself has brought peace to us.He united the Jews and the Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us.
以弗所书二章十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Now when sinners are reconciled to God and brought into a right relationship with him, they have a unique kind of peace with him.And that's described as being in a state of righteousness.
当罪人与神和好，与他建立正确的关系时，他们就拥有一种独特的平安，并被称为处在义的状态中。
I haven't mentioned this for a long time, but a friend of mine and many of your others, friend Chet Loaf, had done some research that showed in the ancient Chinese characters the symbol of righteousness.Is me under the lamb.
我很久没有提到这一点，但我的一个朋友在座也很多人会认识他，之前在我们教会待过的Chess 罗，他做过一些研究，他发现在古代的汉字里面，义就是繁体的这个义的写法，其实就是我在羊之下。
We know that when we are under Jesus as the Lamb of God, you become righteous before God and have His gift of eternal life. You are no longer under sin.
我们知道，当你在神的羔羊耶稣之下时，你在神面前就被称为义，并且得着他赐下的永生。你不再在罪的权势之下。
This is not exactly like the peace of God spoken to in other places of the Bible, like.Philippians 4 says, don't worry about anything, but have peace of mind. But many think of peace as just an emotional calm.
这并不是像腓立比书第四章所说的神所赐出人意外的平安，就是不要为任何事忧虑，心里安稳。很多人以为平安只是情绪上的镇静。
But biblical peace with God is objective. It means the war is over. Through Christ, God declares us righteous, removing His all hostility. This peace with God is not just a feeling, it's a new status.
但圣经中所说的与神的平安是客观的，意思是战争已经结束，借着基督，神宣告我们为义，把所有的敌意都挪去的。这种与神的平安不仅仅是感觉，而是一个全新的身份。
I'm sure you all know there are talks about peace from the wars that are going on now, and the question is, who's going to set the terms of peace? In this case, with God, He has already set those terms.
当我们谈到地上的战争时，人们常常会问，谁来制定和平的条件？而在我们与神之间，是神设立了和平的条件。
His terms of peace with Him are that the battle between He and us is finished. He won us to Himself by sacrificing His Son for us. We are no longer under God's wrath, but we are at peace with Him.
他所设立的条件就是他与我们的征战已经结束，他借着牺牲他的儿子来赢得我们归向他，我们不在神的愤怒之下，而是与他和好。
So, what are the implications of this reality for Christians having peace with God? True peace with God does lead to peace within, but just as importantly, peace with God changes how we treat others.
那么基督徒与神和好的事实对我们的生活意味着什么呢？与神真正的和好不仅会带来内心的平安，更重要的是它会改变我们对待他人的方式。
When we understand our standing before God, it affects our daily life. We rest in that peace with God and want to extend peace to others, such as Matthew 5:9-27.
当我们明白自己在神面前的地位时，这会影响我们每天的生活。我们因着与神和好而得享安息，也会想要将这份平安带给别人，正如马太福音5:9说的。
Now I know you have a place for these 8 Beatitudes. I forget what you call them. Oh, something.
8.
But this is just one of them in Matthew 5:9. Okay? God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God.
马太福音5:9说与人使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Now, as Paul was writing Romans, he was not only trying to resolve some conflict between Jewish and Gentile Christians, he attempted to convince them the ground level at the foot of the cross is level, since all mankind are helpless sinners without salvation by faith.
保罗在写罗马书的时候，不仅仅是想要解决犹太信徒和外邦信徒之间的冲突，他更是要让他们明白，在十字架面前，所有人都站在同一水平线上，因为全人类都是无助的罪人，若没有因信称义，就没有救恩。
So now, not only are they at peace with God, but they are really very privileged, which brings us to our next point, key point 2. A right relationship with God gives us undeserved privilege, which is called grace.
如今他们不仅与神和好，而且得了极大的特权，这就引出我们第二个要点，与神和好带给我们本不配得的特权，也就是恩典。
In real term, God gives us a standing in grace, which is not only the beginning principle of salvation, but it's also the continuing principle of the Christian life. We stand as being used in the sense of the present and with the thought of the continuing attitude.
实际上，神让我们站立在恩典之中，这不仅是救恩开始的原则，也是基督徒生命持续的原则。站立在这里表示一种现在的，并且是持续的态度。
There was a famous preacher that said, a proper attitude of men under grace is the consent to be loved while unworthy. That may sound a little strange, but has it ever happened that you have said to yourself, I'm not feeling very loved by God this week?
有一位著名的传道人说过，人在恩典之下正确的态度就是不配时仍然愿意被神爱。听起来可能有点奇怪，但你是否也曾这样想过，这周我感觉不到神爱我呢？
You know, I haven't been feeling too well this week, and I don't really feel worthy. Hello, you never have been worthy, but that hasn't stopped God from loving you as one of His children. His love did not wait for any moral improvements in us. The full sacrifice were made while we were still sinners.
我最近这周表现不太好，我觉得自己不配。嘿，你从来都不配，但这从未阻止神爱你，视你为他的孩子。他的爱并没有等到我们道德改善之后才临到，而是在我们还是罪人的时候，他就已经为我们献上完全的赎罪祭。
My brother, my blood brother, and I put our faith in Christ before our parents did. My mother used to say, I'm just not good enough yet. Mom, you will never be good enough. She finally understood that a few years before she went to be with the Lord.
我和我的哥哥就是在父母之前就信了基督。我的母亲常常说，我还不够好，还不能信主。我的回应是，妈，你永远都不会够好啊。直到他回天家之前的几年，他才真正的明白了这一点。
Our access into the standing of grace is only by faith in Jesus and Him alone. It's also a permanent standing, as I see it throughout the Bible. It cannot be taken away at a later time.
我们能够进入这个恩典的地位，唯一的途径就是单单凭着对耶稣的信心，而且。正如我在整本圣经里面所看到的，这是一个永久的地位，它不会在日后被夺去。
Paul wanted the saints already in Rome to understand that they were just as right with God, and had all the same benefits of any of the Old Testament patriarchs.
保罗希望当时在罗马的圣徒明白，他们在神面前与旧约的先祖一样，都是同样被称义的，也同样得着一切属灵的益处。
He also wanted the Jews who had been expelled from Rome to realize when they came back there were some major changes in the faith of the new church that included both Jews and Gentiles.
他也希望那些曾被逐出罗马后来回来的犹太人明白，在新教会中信仰已经发生了重大的改变。这个教会现在既包括犹太人，也包括外邦人。
So you see, all Christians are free from the score sheet. Our account is settled in Jesus, who is not only our God, our Savior, also even our friend.
所有基督徒都不再受那个记分簿的捆绑。我们的账在耶稣里已经结清了。他如今不只是我们的神，我们的救主，甚至还是我们的朋友。
It was no longer under the idea of law, but under grace because of faith.Just like it had actually been all along. This meant the Jews could not lay the burden of the law on these new Gentile believers.
我们不在律法之下，而是因信在恩典之下。这其实一直都是神的计划。这也意味着犹太人不能再把律法的重担加在新归信的外邦信徒身上。
This brings us to our key point three. A right relationship with God gives us a look forward.To sharing God's glory.
好，我们现在要讲到第三点，与神和好，让我们盼望能与神一同分享他的荣耀。
Now, the word sharing might throw some people off. I mean, doesn't the Bible say God will not share His glory with anyone? Okay, but let's not try to define everything with one verse from the Bible.
分享这个词可能让一些人觉得奇怪。圣经不是说神不会与任何人分享他的荣耀吗？好吧，我们不要试图只用一节经文来定义所有的事情。
This sharing here is not talking about a self-declared position, but rather an open invitation. The Trinity of God has existed as a community for eternity. Through Christ, we are invited to enter into that community of God and His glory.
这里所说的分享并不是自封的地位，而是一个公开的邀请。三一神从 在于一个完全的群体关系中。如今借着基督，我们也被邀请进入那个群体，与神一同享受他的荣耀。
But speaking of relationships, Pat worked with a lady years ago that was distressed about the marriage of her daughter. She married the son of a well-to-do lawyer who gave his son a trailer to live in. The son wanted to be very fair about things, so he said, our marriage is going to be 50-50.
多年前Pat 也就是我的太太曾和一位女士一起工作，她为女儿的婚姻非常忧虑。女儿当时她的女儿嫁给了一位有钱律师的儿子，那个律师给她儿子一辆房车作为婚房，这个儿子想要很公平，于是他对妻子说，我们的婚姻要五五开。
Since the trailer is mine, the son said, only I should have a key. Don't worry, I'll wash my clothes and I won't wash yours. And it went on and on. Much to everyone's surprise, the marriage only lasted 6 months until there was a divorce.
这房车是我的，所以只有我应该有这把钥匙。不要担心，我洗我的衣服，你洗你的衣服，诸如此类的话不胜枚举。令所有人惊讶的是，这段婚姻也只维持了六个月就以离婚收场了。
Everyone seems to have their own idea about what is fair and proper, even in marriage. Yet God says, if you're married, you are one together. So it's not 50-50, it's 100-100 for each other. God wants me to be 100% for Pat and her to be 100% for me. I know that seems to be impossible, but except for God it is.
每个人对什么是公平和合宜都有自己的看法，即使在婚姻中也是如此。然而神说，婚姻中的两个人是合而为一，所以这不是五五分，而是彼此都要付出百分之百。神要我为 Pat 付出百分之百，也要他为我付出百分之百。我知道这听起来似乎是不可能的，但如果没有神，这确实是不可能的。
So a key point here is not going to be like some have made it to be different levels of heaven. For most of you are not going to be fully in the presence of God, but probably level 2 or maybe lower, depending on your performance on earth.
这里的一个关键点是，天堂并不像有些人所说的那样有不同的等级。他们认为大多数人无法完全进入神的同在，而是根据他们在地上的表现，只能待在一个、两个或者更低的层次。
No, God's kingdom is just like the foot of the cross with level ground. There's no hierarchy of mankind, but just saved sinners. Just like now, because of Jesus, we have full access to the throne of God with our prayers and worship.
不，神的国就像十字架脚下的地面是平坦的，人类没有等级之分，只有蒙恩得救的罪人。就像现在，因为耶稣，我们的祷告和敬拜可以完全直接地达到神的宝座前。
One day, as we look forward, we will have an even closer access to a kingdom where God shares His glory with His children. That glory for the Christian applies not only when we go to be with the Lord, as Paul states, I know we have many tribulations now, but we also glory in those.
将来当我们展望未来时，我们将拥有更亲近神国度的机会，在那里神要与他的儿女分享他的荣耀。这荣耀对基督徒来说不仅仅是等到我们去见主时才有，正如保罗所说，我知道我们如今有许多患难，但我们在患难中也要欢喜。
So what is this glory? Some might say, but for now I'm suffering with health problems, marriage problems, work problems. Maybe some of you have all three of those problems at the same time. How does God want us to feel during these times? And please know, He does care about those problems in our life.
有人可能会说，但现在我正经历健康、婚姻或者工作上的问题，甚至有人可能同时面临这三种问题。那么在这样的日子里，神要我们有怎样的心态呢？请记住，他确实关心我们生命中的这些问题。
So key point number 4, a right relationship with God gives us joy and growing faith when in difficult times.
好，我们讲到第四点，与神和好会在艰难时刻赐给我们喜乐和不断增长的信心。
let's just say that you see me now and you say, Mike, you look really sick and not well today. You look really old and weak. So how come you act like you're so happy? My answer is because I know what my eternal future looks like, and it's really wonderful.
假设你见到我会说 ，Mike， 你今天看起来病得很重，身体虚弱，看起来又老又差，可你怎么还表现得这么开心呢？我的回答是，因为我知道我的永恒未来是什么样子，那真是极其美好。
This is not illogical thinking, especially as we look at his promises in a common sense way. Such as, let's draw a timeline, okay, together. Draw a line which could represent eternity. Okay. Now, try to make a little dot on it that represents your life on earth. You can't do that. It would be sub-microscopic. Pat always reminds me of that. It's a little bitty compared to eternity.
这并不是不合逻辑的想法，特别是当我们用常识去看神的应许。比如当我们画一条这个时间线的时候，这条线代表着永恒。现在当我们试着在上面加上一个点，代表你在地上的生命，你根本画不出来这个点，因为它小的基本上看不见。这个也是 Pat 经常来用来提醒我的这件事。
Last week, I discussed an article with some other pastors about our embodiment from God and sometimes our dissatisfaction with it. Maybe we'd like to be taller or shorter or different physical abilities, maybe even a different gender. I don't want to attack people for that, but rather help them see in God's eyes they are special as they are, such as Psalms 139, 16 and 17.
上次我分享了一篇关于神赐给我们的身体的文章，也谈到我们有时会对自己的身体不满意，可能希望自己高一点或者矮一点，或者有不同的身体的能力，甚至希望有不同的性别。我并不是要批评这些想法，而是要帮助人看到在神的眼中他们是特别的，正如诗篇139章16到17节所说的。
Psalm 139, 16 and 17.You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered.
好，我们看一下诗篇的139章16到17节。我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。十七节，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
Doesn't that make you feel special? As Paul was writing Romans, he was not only trying to resolve some conflict between Jewish and Gentile Christians, he was also trying to prepare and encourage them for hard times to come, since Nero was emperor in Rome at that time.
当保罗写罗马书时，他不仅是想要解决犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒之间的冲突，他更是想要预备并鼓励他们去面对即将来临的艰难，因为那时罗马的皇帝是尼禄。
He attempted to convince them to always look up when they are going through trials and tribulations. When you look up to God, you always see these open arms to comfort you because He has promised to do that.He has the Holy Spirit to live in you as soon as you place your faith in His Son Jesus.
他努力劝勉他们，在经历试炼和苦难时，总要仰望神，因为当你仰望神时，总会看见他张开的双臂来安慰你，这是他的应许。而当你信靠他的儿子耶稣时，圣灵就住在你里面。
Even though as a Christian, their life is still a battle.It's no longer a battle against God. In fact, even now, we can say we have the victory because of what He has done to make us His. Again, it's His victory, but you get to share in it.
虽然作为基督徒，我们的人生仍是一场征战， 但这已不再是与神为敌的征战。事实上，就算在现在，我们也可以说自己已经得胜了，因为神已经成就了使我们属于他的工作。再次强调，这是他的胜利，但我们却能一同分享其中。
Now we all know a runner or a strong athlete must be stressed to gain endurance. You can think of also when lifting weights. You need a spotter. He wants you to grow in strength, but he's there to make sure you don't drop the weights on yourself.
我们都知道，无论是长跑运动员还是强壮的运动员，都要增加耐力。要增加耐力，就必须经历压力。举重的时候，可能在座的去gym健身的可能会理解，就是在举重的时候，你需要一个人站在你身后，来看着你的这个重量。同样的道理，神希望你在压力中成长时，他会在那里确保你不会被重担给压倒。
God knows how much tribulation you can take. He carefully measures that tribulation you face. He even promises to give you a joy even as you face those trials, as it says in James 1:2-4.
神知道我们能承受多少试炼，他会仔细衡量我们所面对的压力。他甚至应许，当我们经历试炼时，他要赐下喜乐，正如雅各书1:2-4所说的。
James 1:2-4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
好，我们看一下雅各书的1:2-4。我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Finally, let's look at key point number 5, which I think sums up these ideas of Romans 5 very well. I'm not normally a really emotional guy, but this idea really warms my heart.
最后我们来看最后一点，就是第五点。
我认为它很好的总结了罗马书第五章的
思想。我平常不是很感性的人，但这个观念真的深深地温暖了我的心。
Key point 5, a right relationship with God gives us a greater realization of His love and what it means to be called a friend of God.
第五点说，与神建立正确的关系会让我们更深认识他的爱，并体会被称为神的朋友的意义。
As we grow closer to God, we realize more of His love and have more and more confidence to have a wonderful and eternal relationship with God, not only as His beloved child, but even as to be called a friend of God. Let's talk about this idea of the love of God as expressed in the first verses 8-11.
当我们越来越亲近神时，就会越来越多地体会到他的爱，并且越来越有信心与他建立美好而永恒的关系，不仅是他所爱的孩子，更是他的朋友。我们现在再来看一看罗马书5:8-11所表达的神的爱。
So I'm going to review those verses from Romans 5:8-11. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight,By the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now, we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God.
好，刚才我们已经读过了这个罗马书的五章的前面的11。现在我们再重新再读一下最后的8-11好不好？我们一起来读一下。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。 因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
I think that part was worth repeating, and I think as we sing that song today, and can it be that God did that to me?
刚才我觉得这几段经文值得反复的读，就像刚才我们唱那个诗歌的时候，由于就是怎么能忘了那个中文的翻译？就怎么可能？就那个意思，对。
So you might ask, well, when did God show His love for us? Was it when we got everything together to show our love for Him? No, it was when we were His enemies. Some might say, no, I've never been an enemy of God. Well, God disagrees with you. He says you were His enemy.
神是什么时候向我们显明他的爱呢？是不是当我们完全准备好去爱他的时候？不是，而是在我们还是他的敌人时。有人可能会说，我从来没有做过神的敌人，但神不同意。他说，我们就是他的敌人。
Some might then might say, why didn't God create everyone to be good and have automatically the right relationship with Him? We actually, He did.But then the mankind, God's mankind fell and fell under sin. You can learn more about this if you read the rest of Romans 5 for your homework. And maybe I'll just point out this one verse, of 5:12 to get this picture. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone.For everyone sin.
有人会问，那为什么神不一开始就造出人人都是善良的，并且自然和他有正确的关系呢？事实上，他确实这样造的，但后来人类堕落了。关于这一点，你可以回家之后读罗马书第五章的后半部分，会学到更多的。现在我们就只看一下，第五章的第十二节。
So again.Just for homework, go ahead and read the rest of Romans 5. I think you'll get that picture. Now maybe some mean we should have been a bunch of AI robots that are programmed to act and feel a certain way. Even though God's ability to create mankind is awesome, even more awesome is the incredible love He has for us. And to draw our hearts into this love relationship with Him.
或许有人认为我们应该像一群被设定好程序的人工智能机器人。自动地按照某种方式去行动和感受，但神创造人能力远超过这一切。他更奇妙的是，他对受造物无比深厚的爱，并且愿意把我们的心吸引进与他的爱的关系中。
That is His most intended glory, the glory of the gospel. Now you may not fully understand this, but we don't need to understand everything about it to benefit from it.We just need to receive God's love, and even there, He takes that initiative. He puts it in our hearts.
这就是他最重要的荣耀，也是福音的荣耀。我们可能无法完全理解这一切，但我们并不需要完全理解才能受益。我们所需要的只是接受神的爱，而接受的主动权也是神先采取的。
God's love for us, not ours of His, for Him, as these verses show, have been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us when we first put our faith in Jesus.
正如最后几节的经文所说，神的爱不是我们对他的爱，已经借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。那圣灵是在我们初信耶稣时就赐给我们的。
My objective today has been.To describe the love of God to you, His part through the Holy Spirit is to pour it into your hearts. My objective was to make it clear, His part is to make it dear.
我今天的目的是向你们描述神的爱，而他的工作则是借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌在你们心里。我的目标是让你们明白，但他的工作是让你们心里真实的感受到。
I probably mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. There was an older Christian music group that had a song that said, I want to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. That emotional attitude is progressively logic. That is in my prayers sometimes. Even the song is 15 years old.
我可能以前也提到过，有一支早期的基督徒乐队唱过一首歌，歌词是这样写的：我要更清楚地看见你，更深切地爱你，更紧紧地跟随你。这种情感的态度其实是合乎逻辑，循序渐进的。这也是我经常在祷告的时候所提到的。
So let's finish with a few closing thoughts. Romans 5 reveals profound truths about our relationship with God. We have peace with Him as we stand in grace.
最后，让我用此句话来结束今天的讲道。罗马书第五章揭示了我们与神关系的深刻真理。因着恩典，我们与他和好，得着平安。
We can even rejoice in our suffering because it produces hope. Christ died for us even at our worst, and when trusting in Him for our salvation, His love has been poured into our hearts. These truths are meant to shape how we live.
我们甚至可以在患难中欢喜，因为患难生出盼望。基督在我们最不堪的时候为我们而死，当我们信靠他得救的时候，他的爱就浇灌在我们心里。这些真理是要塑造我们今后的生活方式的。
Let's close in prayer.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, I don't feel like I have to speak anymore. I want you to just speak to everyone's heart here. As we think about it's your love, it's not the words that anyone's speaking, but it's coming from you, that your love is poured into our hearts. I pray that we can receive that every day, not just today, not just on a Sunday, but every day in our life, wherever we go, we realize that we have this special right relationship with you because you sent your Son to die for our sins and to give us the free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Father, for that, and may it stick with us every day, even through the hard times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.